All right, Lamentations chapter number 3. We're going to look at verse number 1 through 20, and I'm going to read this to you, and then we'll pray, and then we'll look at some truths this morning out of God's Word. Lord, we love, I started to pray first. Let's go ahead and read, and then I'll pray. All right, Lamentations chapter 3, verse number 1. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgat prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I thank you for your word and just the blessing that it is, and how we can go to your word and we can find consolation and we can find comfort. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us this morning as we look at this truth, a truth out of your word. And God, I pray that in some way I can just be a blessing to the folks here. And thank you for their faithfulness. And thank you for the sacrifice that the folks in this room have given so that the young people in all the other rooms can be here. And thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that you just bless them and help them. In Jesus' name, amen. So the first 20 verses of this, if you look at the first 20 verses, it's not a very comforting portion of Scripture, okay? Basically, Jeremiah is saying he's speaking on behalf of Jerusalem, and he is basically saying all that God has done to them. All right, and it's not a good thing. If you looked at all the different, every verse is something that God has done to them. And this is judgment. Now, this is well-deserved judgment. This is judgment that the children of Israel deserve because of them trespassing against God and them going after idolatry. So it is a deserved judgment. And you know, there are some times in life, and we've talked about it before, that we deserve what we get, okay? And well, I say times, all the time, we pretty much deserve what we get. And we see that here in the Bible. But we read verse 1 through 20, but I want you to look at verse 21, all right? Bible says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. What's he recalling? Verse number 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Okay, so we go through verse 1 through verse 20. And it's negative thing, negative thing, negative thing, negative thing. And you would think, oh my goodness, he's about to be, if we went through all this, we would be consumed. And that's what basically Jeremiah is saying here, is I would be consumed. But it's this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, not consumed. Because his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, I often think, I look at people that go through different trials in life, okay? And in my mind, I try to put myself where they're at, okay? I try to sympathize with them and put myself in their shoes. And sometimes that's a hard thing to do. Sometimes it's hard to put yourself in, you know, in the shoes of somebody else that has lost a loved one or is going through an illness, and you think about, okay, how in the world are they making it? And you look at somebody and they're still smiling and they're still on top side and they're still serving God, and you think, I couldn't do that. If God put me through that situation, I don't know if I could do that. I was thinking last night about Brother Isaac and Miss Laura. Man, that's tough. That's a tough. I've been so blessed just to see them and the faith that they have and how they've served God and how they continue to do what they're supposed to do. And I put myself there. It's like, what would I do in that situation? I don't know if I've got, I don't know if I trust God enough to go through that situation. I don't know if I have the graciousness to go through that situation. I don't know, some of you have lost spouses. I don't know what it would be like to go through that and to lose my spouse. I can't imagine that. But you know what? It's interesting because God says, hey, you may go through this, but my mercies is new every morning. My compassions are new every morning. So I want to talk to you this morning about this thought. Is grace for today? Grace for today. You know, Jeremiah didn't need grace for tomorrow. Jeremiah just needed grace for today. And the grace of yesterday, listen, the grace of yesterday and the blessings of God yesterday don't necessarily carry me through the trials that I'm going to go through today. I need the grace of God anew every day. I need something fresh from God every day. Okay? God wants us to rely on Him on a daily basis for strength and grace for that day. You know what Jeremiah said? He said, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Isn't that amazing? God said, okay, here you're going through this trial. Look at verse 1 through 20. You're going through this and this and this and this. But almost in that same regard, on every morning, they said, okay, here's the grace to get through today. You know, and that's how those that have gone through trials, think about Job. You know, we always go back to Job because he lost everything. But you know, Job had the grace for that day that he needed. What did Paul say? And we'll look at it. The Bible says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. All right? And so we need to find the grace. And you know, some of you folks, you're going through things that aren't easy. You're at a time of life when it's like, Bro Chad, this is the worst time of my life. All right? I'm retired and I should be enjoying, but then I can't enjoy. You know, isn't it odd that you spend your whole life saving to enjoy life when you retire, and then you finally get to the place where you can retire and you can enjoy life, and you're not physically able to enjoy the things that you really would want to do? But you know what? God said, okay, get up this morning, and my grace for you today will be sufficient. My grace for you today is sufficient. I brought some, this is going to be a really simple illustration, but I didn't know how, I was going to use food, but there is no food or drinks in the auditorium. So I couldn't use food. But I brought tickets because I had 20 rolls of these in my office, okay? You know, the grace, let's just say that each one of these tickets is your grace, is the amount of grace that you need, okay? And, you know, there is no grace bank. Let me just say that. There is no grace bank. Now, God has all the grace that He needs, and He'll supply all the grace that you need, okay? But there is no grace bank. You know, the children of Israel had to get their daily bread. In fact, let's go over there. Let's go to Exodus chapter number 16. Exodus chapter number 16. Genesis, Exodus. Exodus chapter number 16. Verse number 13, and it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents." And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. And they gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, "Let no man leave of it till the morning." Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, like most of us. But some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. Isn't that interesting that God said, God didn't say, okay, remember, I'm going to use these tickets as your grace. Or if we could say the manna for today. And we have enough. We have enough for everybody. Okay? But God said, all I want you to do, and I'm going to sit these over here. God said, all that I want you to do is you just get what you need for today. So they would go out and let's say they needed this. But you know what we want to do? As human beings, as Christians, we want this feeling of security. We don't want to trust God that he'll give us tomorrow what I need tomorrow. What we want to do is what the children of Israel did. Well, there's all kinds of grace out here. There's all kinds of manna. So I'm going to take all of it for today. Okay? I'm going to gather a whole week's worth for today. And so they gathered a whole week's worth, and then they went home that night, and the manna lasted all day. It lasted all day. But they only ate one, okay? So they only ate one piece of manna, or however much manna for that day. And then they decided, well, I'm going to just sleep in the morning because I don't have to get up because I got a whole week's worth. I don't have to get up in the morning and read my Bible. Because I went to church on Sunday. I don't have to do, I don't need that because I filled up on Sunday. I filled my grace tank up on Sunday. So I don't need that. So I'm just going to sleep in the morning. I don't need my Bible reading. I don't need to walk with God. But the Bible says when they got up the next morning, after the sun, I'm sure, had already come up, and all of the rest of it was gone for the day, they got up in the morning and they went to get their stash that they had in the closet. And the Bible said it stank and it bred worms. And you know what happened for that day? Those people went hungry. Because they didn't get up in the morning and get the grace that God had for them that day. So they went all day long without the grace of God. You know, folks, it's important. It's important for me. It's important for you. It's important for our teenagers. They don't necessarily understand it, but it's important that we get up every day to get what God has for us that day. Because if you don't get up during, and you don't get it in the morning, or you don't get it sometime during the day, you're going to go all day without it. Well, I don't have time. You don't have time. You don't have time not to have do it. Okay? Well, God just didn't give me the grace to go. No, the grace was there. We just didn't go get it. Okay? And God said, you just get what you want. Just get what you need for today. And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Matthew chapter number 6. Go over to Matthew chapter number 6. My mercies are there for you today. My compassion is there for you today. Okay? Matthew chapter number 6. Verse number 11. This is interesting. This is the Lord's Prayer. Okay? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will. Verse number 9 is where I started. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. This is the first request. Give us this day a month's ration of bread. No. It says, give us this day our daily bread. I know, as Americans, as you know, there are a lot of people probably that live in a lot of other countries that understand this principle better than us. We want a month's supply of food in our pantry. Okay? My wife goes grocery shopping one time a month. Unless she has to find, you know, there's just some things you know. You buy vegetables and they're usually pretty, they stink and they breed worms after a month, okay? They're kind of the Israelite manna thing, okay? But she goes grocery shopping once a month, basically, okay? But you know what it is we want that security of, oh, I've got, we don't want to trust God for our next meal. In a really very real sense. But in a spiritual sense, we just want God to give us a whole bunch of grace, but that's not the way God works. God says, I'll give you grace for the trial that you're going through right now. That's why I don't, you know, right now, if I had to go through what Isaac and Laura is going through, I couldn't do it in my present state. But if I had to do that, I believe that God would say, here's some extra that you have to go through what they've got grace that I don't have right now because they're going through something that I don't. Some of you have had grace that I haven't had because you've had to go through things in life that I haven't had to go through. So, but in those times, God's mercies are new every morning. God has something for you every morning. Brother Chad, I just don't know how I'm going to make it through this. God's got the grace for you, but you got to go get it. The manna didn't show up in their house. They had to go out. They had to get it. You got to spend time in your Bible. Well, I've been saved for 40 years, and so that grace that you had for 40 years is going to carry you through tomorrow? No. You know what the grace is that will carry you through tomorrow is the grace that you get tomorrow. The grace that I have for today and for me to live my life today, the breath that I have for today could be done tonight. There's no guarantee. I have no guarantee of tomorrow. But God gives me, when I wake up in the morning, God gives me the grace for that day. And if I spend time in His Word, God will give me what I need for that day. So go to Psalms chapter 68. Psalms chapter 68, verse number 19. Psalms chapter 68. And this one's kind of a neat verse since we're talking about this. Psalms chapter 68, verse number 19. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord who daily, get this, loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. You know, God gives me the mercy to live each day, and God gives me the grace. You know, there's two different things. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve. Grace is getting something you don't deserve. It is. God gives me the mercy to live tomorrow. If I lost my whole family tomorrow, I believe that God would give me the grace to go through that tomorrow, not today. Okay? But you know what the Bible also says? He loadeth us. You know, God gives me stuff every day that I don't deserve. He loadeth me up. You know, He's like, here. It's not just, here's your manna, here's your daily bread, but here's some chocolate chip cookies too. Okay? And that's the way God is. God treats His children very well. You know, I love, if my kids ask me for something, I never give it to them. Now, that sounds really bad. I'm not talking like, you know, needs, because you know, if they need something, I'll get it for them. But, you know, they always want to go to the station. They call the gas station. Can we go to the station and get a drink? All right? Now, if they ask me, I almost never do it. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm a terrible father, I'm sure. But if they don't ask and they've been real good, you know what I do? Hey, I always call it a date because my girls love going on dates. they get super excited. Daddy, can we go on a date with you? I'm like, sure. So we'll go get down and I'll buy them a dollar drink at the station. And you know, that's huge to them. But you know what? I load them. I like making my kids happy. I do. I like making my kids happy. Okay? I like seeing them like something and buying something for them if I can, or doing something for them if I can. Okay? So God loads us with benefits. All right? Children of Israel had to get their daily bread. You know, there is no grace bank. Okay? But God has sufficient grace for all of us. God doesn't ask me to face the trial of today with the grace and strength of yesterday. God will give me the amount of grace necessary for the trial. Go to Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5. I've heard a lot of people say, they say, Brother Chad, I can't be saved. I can't be saved. I'm too bad of a person. God would never save me. But it goes back to that grace thing or the mercy thing. You know, God's grace and God's mercy is, he's got different amounts for everybody. It depends on where you are in life. Look at verse number 20. The Bible says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So, yeah, okay, I'm a sinner, and I deserve to go to hell, but praise the Lord, God's mercies are new every morning. And because God's mercies are new every morning, I deserve to go to hell. But where sin abounded, God's got all the grace necessary to compensate for my sin. Now, we can go also other places. That Bible says, I don't frustrate the grace of God. I shouldn't, well, just because God's got all this grace and all this mercy for me, I'm just going to go out and live life the way I want. That's not the way it works. But he is just and faithful to forgive us our sins, okay, if we confess our sins. So there is that grace that, Brother Chad, I screwed up. Hey, I am a royal mess up. I mess up all the time. But every time I mess up, I can go to God, and God says, I've got the blood of Jesus Christ. I've got enough blood to cover that. That's okay. Okay. Now, I don't try to because I don't want to disappoint God. I don't want to live my life that way. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians, I've referenced this verse a couple times. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. You know, this is the grace that most of us want, right here. We want a whole roll of it. This is what you want to live your life with, okay? But God just said, I'll just give you this for today. You know why? He wants us to trust in him. He wants us to trust in him. I don't know all of God's character, but I do know that one of his character traits is he wants his children to rely on him. Not our bank account, not our business, not family, not, he wants us to rely on him. And God wants us to, you know, the children of Israel, you know, I think one of the reasons God took the children of Israel through the wilderness is they eventually, you know, I don't know how long, but the first part of their journey through the wilderness, Egypt paid for. Does that make sense? They spoiled the land of Egypt when they left. So the first part of their journey, Egypt paid for it. The world paid for it. But then they ran out. And there was only one place that they could get the water, and it was from the rock. And there's only one place that they could get the manna, and it was from heaven. Okay? And God brings us to those places. I think probably most of you folks have been in those places. You didn't have, you know, you had rice and beans in the cupboard. You didn't know how the bills were going to be met. But isn't it funny how we go to God when we don't have the money to pay for our bills, and when we've got our bank account full, Lord, thank you for this food. Help us have a good day. Amen. That's not a sincere, that's not sincerity. We just do it because we do it. I mean, when was the last time you had to say, Lord, I don't know where my meal's coming for my kids this week. Would you please provide for us? That's what God likes to see. And I think sometimes God brings us to those places in life where we have to, we must go to Him because there's no one else to turn to. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. This is talking about the thorn in the flesh that the Apostle Paul had. Verse number 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And then Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Live your life trusting in God for that day's grace, for that day's mercy, for that day's compassion. Because that's the way I want to live my life. I want to look to God and say, God, give me what I need for today. Okay? Go to Luke chapter 9 and we'll be done. It's interesting. Did you notice that in Lamentations, one of the verses that we read, it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Okay? Now, taking that bearing the yoke thought, go to Luke chapter number 9. Luke chapter number 9. Look at verse number 23. Bible says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Daily. You know, God wants us to take up our cross daily. Okay? Well, it's not fair, God. I carried that burden last week. Well, you've got another one that you got to carry. I can't carry another one today. Hang on. What did we just talk about? His grace is sufficient for thee. I can't carry any more weight right now. I'm about overwhelmed. Well, take up thy cross daily and follow me. Well, I carried it last week. I carried it last year. I shouldn't have to go through these problems in life anymore. That's not what God said. God said, you take it up daily and, you know, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Remember? He said, take my yoke. I think it's bear the yoke in thy youth. I think God says, hey, get in the yoke and I'll get in there with you and I'll give you the grace and I'll give you the mercy and I'll give you the compassion and the strength to bear your yoke today. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Last place we'll go to. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Something else that he said we do daily. You know, there God gives us grace to live and God gives us grace to die. Okay? God gives us grace to live and God gives us grace to die. But in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, Paul says something very interesting, verse number 31. I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. You know, that's probably the hardest thing for me to do every day, honestly. I'm just being transparent with you. Is for me to put me in the, like I preached once before, in the casket. It's hard for me to put my desires and my appetites and my flesh and put it where it needs to be. But you know, God gives grace. God gives grace to live, but God gives grace to die. And God will allow me, if I go to Him every morning, because His mercies are new every morning, if I go to Him every morning, God will give me the ability to put what I want second to what He wants. Okay? So, you know, folks, it's important. I don't care how old you are or how long that you've been saved. It's important that you go to God every day for you. Okay? Listen, Brother Chad, why is such a big deal made here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church about not just attending Sunday morning services? You know why? Because you can't live a week's worth of bearing your cross and a week's worth of trials and a week's worth of all the junk that the world throws at you on one meal a week. You can't. You got to get up every day and walk with God yourself. Every day. Church is like a buffet. You get all kinds of stuff. But your daily bread, that's your job. That's your job. It was the children of Israel's job to go get their portion for today. But if they got any more, remember what happened to it. It just rotted. Okay? So God gives you the grace for today. All right? And that's a comforting thing. So no matter what you're going through, and I know folks in here go through a lot, that, and most folks in here never say anything about it. But you go through a lot. But just remember that God has it for you if you're willing to go get it. All right, let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Lord, thank you for all the Sunday school classes that will be coming up here shortly. I pray that you just bless them and help them. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.